For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Notes and songs from the Pan American Highway. Insecticide. The highway moving, moving. The pavement wave a membrane. My eyes abandon the road and focus on the black specks smeared across the windshield. We North Americans are so innocent about death.
The unwritten history of a friendly dog. The broken road surrenders the curious landscape to memory. Wipe the dust from our sunglasses. The motor still running. A four-legged friend approaches.
We who photograph you are neither slaves nor employees.
You look at us, then hurry from this page.
Enemies of the snow in the plaza of concrete towers like extinguished candles. Fiber plaza descends like the vacuous eyes of birds. Nine pigeons, 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 pigeons. Our eyes full of wings and beaks. Nerves in your throat turn and say,
cold French fries.
Somewhere, undulating snow.
Snow falling on a broken tree.
Here, dogs, lost children, poverty, money. The ecstasy of a cigarette. Un cerveza, por favor. La bandana fiesta. Look, they may be man and wife or mismatched castanets.
Turn the corner of surprise.
Reckless generosity. Throw food to birds. Hand out American dollars to children for photographs in front of foreign windows. In the land of volcanoes. In the land of volcanoes and poverty, my expectations rob me blind. I see through the web of political nightmares. I see the innocent victim wearing the lime bag, breathing through holes in the neck. And everything smells like Hamlet's flesh, and everyone's veins are open and pulsing. There is not a full set of teeth in any family. Here, Big Brother is no howdy-doody. The discontinuities are real. If you don't like yourself, you write graffiti. If you don't like the government, you write graffiti. During the day, I look over my shoulders while my ears burn like a... I listen and watch as the underground snatches at smoke. Beneath the black earth, I hear the scratching on the lids of nameless coffins. I hear the sound of air and love being sucked over cracked and bleeding gums. At night, the quality of darkness and the sweat of mercy makes me sleep like a rock.
The gray water in the sink. Paint a cross on your door. Keep a picture of Jesus by the bed. Remember, on the 21st of August, open his eyes. And on the 30th of September, he closed them for good. Remember his shadow on the wall. White sheet from the house next door. Death rectified in the perfect folds. His only possessions, a reluctant horse. Candles and castanets. The broken muzzle of the dawn over the primordial green menace. His decapitated prayer now resounds in the crevices of your ears.
Remember.
Remember, amigos.
Remember. Remember.
Remember the knock at the door.
Remember.
Remember, amigos.
Remember.
Welcome to Sonic Lit. We're on CJLO 1690. I'm Jason Camelot. I'm here in the booth with...
Catherine McLeod.
Yeah, and we're here today listening to some sound works, sound poetry, intermedia soundscapes by the artist W. Mark Sutherland, who passed away in 2024. We have a couple CDs in the booth that were hanging around the amp lab, and I just picked them up and said, you know what? They're still in their wrappers. We've never even listened to these. We have to find out what they sound like. We've been listening to the first portion of a 30-minute piece called Notes and Songs from the Pan-American Highway. So W. Mark Sutherland. These are poems and soundscapes, all composed by Sutherland, featuring the voices of Nadia Ross and James O'Reilly. This was produced by Sutherland with Dominic Morrissey and made in Toronto, mastered in Toronto, a SOCAN-funded project from 1992.
Yeah, I took a look on W. Mark Sutherland's website that is still up there. Even though he passed away last year, the website includes some memorial tributes by poets like Carl Jurgens and Paul Dutton, but also has some really terrific information about his work. If you're listening and want to check out more of his sound art, installations, intermedia, sound poetry, everything in between, do check that out. So this work that we're listening to, Notes and Songs from the Pan-American Highway, as Jason said, was from 1992, but here's a little more about it. So the work is a fictional narrative constructed from the fragments of lyric poems written in the late 1980s. It is a 29-minute journey along the Pan-American Highway, beginning on the northern borders of Guatemala and traveling through South America. This surreal journey ends somewhere in Panama. Two actors read the poems over a soundscape of music and audio samples in a manner similar to a radio play.
Yeah, so I guess we could say that we've heard the first 6 minutes or so of this, to be precise, 29 minute and 31 second long sound work or radio play or whatever generic category you want to give to it. And that was the first cellophane wrapper that I took off a CD. And then the other one is from another CD altogether, also W. Mark Sutherland CD. That was produced, with SOCAN support in 1996. And we're going to move between these two. So we'll come back and actually listen to the first long track, Notes and Songs from the Pan-American Highway, in its entirety. But right now I'd like to turn to the second CD that I unwrapped and listen to a few tracks, maybe the first four tracks from this CD. I'm going to tell you the titles of these pieces, and then we're going to move right into them. The first is The Death Rattle of Luigi Rosario, the second is On Dissecting the Larynx. The third is I've Nothing to Say, ellipsis. And the fourth one is called Audio Orgy. So we're going to listen to these tracks and... yeah, hear what this other CD sounds like. In just a second.
we await the second CD. Just as Jason's lining this up, and it might come in as I'm talking, Mark Sutherland has collaborated with a number of the sound poets that you've been hearing on this show. And today is the start of our second season. So we're very much continuing the sound poetry sort of vibe and theme that we got going in our first season. So I think you got them ready. We'll try again.
Yeah. Well,
I feel like in our second season, we're like, oh, we've got it on the tech side. We know what we're doing.
No, but everything's so different now because it's on Tuesdays instead of Mondays.
Exactly.
So I can't find anything.
Yeah, exactly.
No, actually, so those four tracks that I just listed are the tracks we're going to hear now. I think this whole CD may be called
Oral Cavity?
Oral Cavity.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly. What a great title.
So these are the first four tracks from Oral Cavity. Dentist-like sounds to begin with.
Five. I've nothing to say, and I'm saying it for John Cage.
My lips pressing against your ears. Breathe intimacy and ether into your vibrating molecules. My mouth, a ghost orchestra of emptiness, salivates with dark sibilance. A flat shriek fastens to your throat like a silent letter placed in the service of a terrible word. Language screams to be misused as time and space shudder in quiet delight.
Au cinéma public, nous proposons une programmation en salle composée de films d'ici et de nouveautés internationales, de classiques et des pépites méconnues, ainsi que de courts-métrages et des séances familiales. Nos billets sont parmi les moins chers à Montréal, 10$ au tarif régulier et 8$ pour les étudiants, les enfants et les aînés. Nous offrons également des cinécartes de 6 billets pour encore plus d'économies. Venez nous voir à la Casa d'Italia, juste en face de la station Jean Talon. Et rendez-vous au cinémapublic.ca pour découvrir notre programmation. Le cinéma public pour un cinéma vivant.
Welcome back to Sonic Lit, a spoken web radio show here on CJLO 1690. We've been listening to W. Mark Sutherland. We heard The Death Rattle of Luigi Rosoio on Dissecting the Larynx, I Have Nothing to Say, and Audio Orgy, which had quite a lot of mouth noises, as we would call them. Hey, Catherine, what did you think about what we heard? What do you have to say about Sutherland's work?
Well, I really enjoyed listening to it, and I thought that the fact that all those pieces had to do with the mouth was quite apt for thinking about sound poetry and where the sound is coming from. And we, as we were listening, we started noticing that we were trying to figure out how he was making the sounds, whether that was actually, you know, what kind of structure or formula was he following and repeating the lines in I Have Nothing to say four times, almost like a piece of music, that or else like trying to figure out like how he was actually making the sounds themselves. I took a look back at the CD while we were listening just to see the date, and it was 1996, and that also got us thinking of like what kind of tools he could be using to make it, or was, you know, was he making all those noises through his mouth? So, you know, thinking of it, I was listening, but really thinking about the mouth, the oral cavity, especially, oh my goodness, I forgot about how noisy that first track was. Actually, I'd blocked that from my mind, but the oral cavity, quite literally like dentist noises, felt like dentist noises happening there.
Yeah, it was an initial cringe reaction to that first sound. There is a lot of sound in these pieces, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to listen to, a lot to break down, in addition to how he's using his own voice and how he's executing his compositions. Mm-hmm. There are just the kind of effects that he's using on his voice, which do sound pretty 90s to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's using some delays, some slap reverb in some of the pieces. There's some reverse tape, it sounds like. So I'm wondering, mid-90s, it could be early digital reversals, you know, or he could actually have been working in tape. That would be a question I had. I'd really like to know, because I think on Dissecting the Larynx was the piece where he's playing, the piece in its entirety
in
reverse.
That a lot of his other works are like kind of staging almost like a tension between the digital and the analog. So that's, even more reason to kind of try to figure out how he's actually making these sounds.
Yeah, but if he was recording digitally, it might have been on DAT, so digital audio tape, which would have made it potentially more difficult to do the kind of reversals with tape. So that part that was reversed may be an actual analog tape reversal that he, you know, recorded. I like these pieces because, you know, given some of the recent shows we've done and the last show we did, which was kind of a parody or a kind of more distant satirical, maybe let's call it second generation Canadian sound poetry episode with Stuart Ross and Mark Laba, these pieces don't feel like sound poetry in the classic sense. You know, he really is a sound artist, but he's also a poet and a musician. And the work that he was able to produce as a result of that approach and a result of, I guess, the tools he enjoyed using were really quite different from classic Canadian sound poetry, which was in its purest form, like, you know, just one voice or two voices or four voices, you know, working together. Here he does have multiple voices in the first disc that we were listening to, but it's telling a story. It's a narrative poem with all kinds of sound in the background. In fact, that's him playing guitar behind the, we're calling it a radio play now, but, you know, the poem's sort of staged as a radio play.
Yeah. Well, I was going to joke that throughout this episode, like, we don't know it, but the Pan-American Highway journey is just like continuing along. And where will we pick up? But yeah, back to what we just heard. It's true of thinking of, you know, how this differs from, more of a sound poem that's one voice. Thinking of just the sort of polyphonic split that took place, like it felt like the self was being split into different sounds, which was really interesting. It made me think a little bit about Kai Kello. Also, actually, some of the sounds that he was making made me think a bit about some of Kai Kello's sound works. Also had some sounds that made me think of Christian Book, but like it was like all that was all happening within one poem. So it was almost like the references that he was bringing to mind was also kind of, you know, split or a multitude of references within a particular poem.
I like that expression, multitude.
Oh, multitude. I was trying to say multitude, but...
No, but I like multitude better in this context. And then at the same time...
That was amplitude multitude.
Exactly. And his points of reference are sort of classic modernist works. So you mentioned like Christian Bach and sort of thinking of a continuation of an avant-garde tradition. So John Cage is referenced.
Yeah.
I think Satie is referenced in one of the pieces that you noticed on the disc.
That there actually are some notes on his website about oral cavity. And I'm not going to pull those up right now, but there, I think there's even more references than we're even noticing. But certainly an engagement with modernist sound artists. He's also been compared to Kurt Schwitters, who we heard some of Ursonaut on a previous show. So we're getting a sense of who he was in conversation with in his art. So I think we're going to hear some more. Also, I'm going to just say to listeners out there, I'm going to be heading off to pick up my daughter. So Jason's going to be listening on his own in the booth and coming up with some responses to the next pieces. But we'll certainly be talking about it together after the show.
Sounds good. So we're going to continue as you make your departure, Catherine. We're going to continue listening to Notes and Songs from the Pan-American Highway. The story continues, and I hope on your drive home you're going to tune in and listen to
the rest of the show. That's totally what I'm going to be listening on the highway. Well, not quite the highway over, but on the roads back to Mile End, I'll be listening.
New hotel, many more to follow.
On the edge of the barrier, two children sleep in a cemetery untouched by war.
White lies Guatemala City. My torture chamber is a hotel room. This is the end of my imagination, a one-way dialogue, an epileptic's tongue. These words are a murderer's dancing shoes, drumming the lyrics of a tattered language into the eyes, ears of another victim. This is the language of the poor, crippled, handicapped, and illiterate. It is written in chalk all over this page.
Revenge. REVENGE?
I have no hope beyond the next poem, no particular vision beyond the next page. Here, the empty margin betrays my motives. Here, the empty margin is the small, outstretched hand of a hungry child. Here, the empty margin is the color of this hotel, the color of this room, the color of my country, the color of my skin, the nerve end of my M-E-M-O-R-Y.
Managua, city stained by history, city of lurking shadows, fruit sellers, foreign cars, city of efficient targets, poverty and poetry. My voice goes cloudy. I remember the flowers. I remember the names of mountain towns. City of flat roofs, city of corrugated tin, city of the scarred social body, invade the memory of a local butcher aging into obscurity. City, silhouette of a bruise. I-W-R-I-T-E to you in my white voice. I-W-R-I-T-E to you in the official language. Lost, fetid city, betrayed by politics, the eroding yeast of genuine life comes into my throat like an earthquake. You rattle the chain of my voice.
After a revolution, the empty day, gasping spasms of a lost dog, the hour of the new soul approaches.
Mountains of words.
The head about to burst, hyphen, suffocated house, like carrying a corpse about the sweepings of glass.
Instant.
Ashes under the skin, the demands of the imagination, the extravagance of feelings contained in a white rectangle.
All broken up with visions and words, herds, curds, turds, spreading like blood after a revolution.
After a revolution?
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 After a revolution.
Is he as A is S, as S is I, is stasis, S is T, as A is S, as S is I, stasis, S is T, as A is S, as S is I, stasis, S is T, as A is S, as S is I, stasis, S is T, as A is S, as S is I, stasis, S is T, as A is S, as S is I.
Image, its car, my shadow, your words.
CJLO 1690. We're listening to the sounds of W. Mark Sutherland. W. Mark Sutherland is what I was going to say, but he drowned me out with his cheek-popping sounds and with sounds that, Catherine mentioned this earlier, sounds that sounded a lot to me like some of the vocal techniques of Christian Bach. So maybe they worked out at the same gym or something like that. But definitely elements of the Toronto sound poetry scene in some of the vocal work that we heard in that last piece. We're going to come back to what we're calling the radio play, notes and songs from the Pan American Highway, right after this.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
What the postcard of March 89 did not reveal. The bare mountains, cows at the reservoir, shrouded garlands, tongues blurred by the sun, roots of the belly closed to the future, desiring rain. Along the groves of sobbing pineapples, unhappy branches, no music. The valley awaits a non-existent autumn. Dormant moss, weeping, down by the well.
A salty lunch and the enigma of sangria. My somber cowboy boots bite into the forest floor. My snaps like a twig. Howler or white-faced monkey? Parrots? Labyrinth of bark and vine. The green geometry reclines under my blasphemous knife. Sulfur powder for the chiggers. Word equals S-C-R-A-T-C-H. Perfume in my lungs, a day without eyes and conventional companions. Always, always perfume, always, always shade. Hotter than a punctured lung, so hot the perfume of the lung shrieks with agony like a... cut by the jagged edge of the equator. Above the muted grays. The green hands of the trees strike the cancerous sun. I am thirsty. Stop for lunch. Is this the path of poets?
Hymn to Central America. Do you want to be a river? Do you want to be a sleeping fish? Do you want to be the sky curved like a peasant's back, the scalpels of diminished grasses, the desperate charcoaled fields? Do you want to be the cauterized light, the cauterized green wound, the leafless arms of a tree, the sandpaper branches, the smell of a bitter sea, the sulfurous ash from a volcano? Do you want to be a long scream? Do you want to be the sky eclipsed by smoke? Do you want to be a river? Do you want to be a sleeping fish? Do you want to be holy, holy, holy? Do you want to be the bird's throat, a shivering tree of fire ants? Do you want to be the mosquito kissing your arm, the mossy trunks and tendril vines? Do you want to be an abandoned cactus, splinters of rain, a skeleton leaf, or the hidden equator? Do you want to be the monkey's eye, the young frog's tongue, the skull of a flower? Do you want to be the teeth of a hummingbird, the magnolia of an ancient womb? Do you want to be the white venom of a chewed carnation or a fistful of ants? Do you want to be the garden in agony? Do you want to be a river? Do you want to be a sleeping fish?
Do you want to be holy, holy, holy? So there's a reference to Ginsberg there from Kaddish. The poem that comes after Kaddish, what's Coda or afterward to Kaddish. And we were talking about frames of reference that we have in Sutherland's work. And so we would add Ginsberg to the mix. And I'm really excited turning back to the CD that has a whole bunch of different tracks on it to hear one that has the title Burroughs. This is the longest piece on this CD. And William S. Burroughs, of course, was a sort of notoriously amazing reader of his own work on the stage, on the platform. He would read from Naked Lunch, and he made a lot of recordings of his readings of Naked Lunch, but he also did a lot of kind of sound works along the lines of what we're hearing in the Sutherland poetry sound pieces that we've been listening to. So let's give a listen to W. Mark Sutherland's take on Burroughs.
Burroughs,
That is certainly one way to pay tribute to an artist you love. Just repeat their name 1,000 times and make weird screaming throat noises and fart noises in the background. That was Burroughs, again, another Sutherland piece. I want to correct the allusion that I was reaching for when I quoted the line, holy, 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 which I said was from Kaddish, but it is part of the Kaddish prayer, but actually it's from a footnote to Howl, where Allen Ginsberg opens that poem with holy, 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 much as Sutherland was using Burroughs' name there. But then Ginsberg goes on, the world is holy, the soul is holy, the skin is holy, the nose is holy, the tongue and cock and hand and asshole holy, everything is holy, everybody's holy, everywhere is holy, etc. So that was a very interesting tribute to Burroughs, which in one sense, allowed him just to repeat Burroughs' name to the point at which it made no sense any longer, but also, again, using a lot of the effects that Catherine and I were talking about earlier in the show, which are kind of limited. I mean, there weren't tons of digital plugins at the time, right? So he's using delay, he's using pedals, most likely, reverb possibly from amps. There's a bit of probably tape treatment in speeding up some of the tracks of his vocals there that we could hear, which made the very high-pitched sort of track of his voice going alongside the very low-pitched one. So maybe he slowed some of the tape down as well. But at the core of that piece is the repetition of William S. Burroughs' name.
Gringos lament Costa Rica. The ants in my house are turning white. The barking horizon down the street by the sea. Follow the rhythms with your head. The air echoes. A diagram of bones passes by the window.
Mercury of flesh.
Nobody eats fruit under the hot sun. Beyond pastures of ruin and indecisive dreams, the restless waste of sand touched by a blue tongue.
Wounded curves, veins of coral.
Escape the solitude. The fever sea is a fissure. Abandoned objects strike the tail of my eye. Tattooed by the sun, tattooed by alphabets. Think of the suffocated wasps on the windowsill. The wind in a footprint. The wind in a footprint. The beach, smooth as a horse's skull. Forget the agony of flowers. The green rains and hungry algae will come.
Audible sea, slow blue currents peel and fray, threads of sand along a fish hook inlet. Slow blue currents peel and fray, threads of sand along a fish hook inlet. Slow blue.
Listening to Sonic Lit, a spoken web radio show, Jason Camelot and Catherine McLeod, where we've been listening to the work of W. Mark Sutherland. I'm going to end with one last track from Oral Cavity, another tribute to another idol, I imagine. This one is called Arto. Thanks for listening. I do know there was one listener today, at least for the second half of the show. Thank you, Catherine. I hope you've been enjoying the show on your drive home.
Our toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, full toe, toe, left toe, right toe, black toe, toe, white toe.
Our toe.
Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, full toe, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe.
Our toe.
Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, full toe, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe.
Our toe.
Big toe, small toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe. Our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe.
Our toe.
our toe.
Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, right toe, left toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, both toe, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, left toe, right toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe, our toe, this toe, that toe, no toe, photo, right toe, left toe, black toe, white toe. Big toe, small toe, my toe, your toe, his toe, her toe, their toe.